The U.S. Department of Commerce announced today that the Port of Tampa has been awarded a $2.2 million Federal Economic Development Administration grant towards a $4.5 million pier reconstruction and bulkhead replacement project. The award is funded through a $150 million supplemental appropriation under the Stimulus Act. It's expected to result in maintaining 281 jobs. Senator Bill Nelson also announced the funding while in Tampa today and made reference to an embarrassing statistic involving Governor Charlie Crist and the stimulus funding.
The bulkhead is in imminent danger of collapse, and that's why this grant from the money that was provided in the stimulus bill is important and very timely. And, of course, what it does is it creates jobs, which was the purpose of the economic stimulus legislation, which is to electric shock the economy to start bringing it back to life. As you know, Florida has been last in the nation in the spend out of the money. Of the 50 states plus the District of Columbia, Florida is 51st, slow at the switch in spending the money. There was $1.35 billion sent to Florida just for roads and bridges. And we're 51st in the country in spend out. But now 6 months has passed. Even though Florida's been slow at the switch, now those contracts will be let, and you'll start to see increasingly the effects of that economic stimulus money coming into the state.